Welcome back to the Italian Grammar Podcast. Hope you're having a great day. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the simple prepositions in Italian. So we have 9 simple prepositions. And they are di, a, da, in, con, su, per, tra, fra. And to quickly translate, di means usually of, a means to, and sometimes at or in. Da means usually from, sometimes by. In is like English in. Con means with. Su is on or over or above. Per is for or in order to. And tra and fra are the same. And they both mean between or among. So now we're going to look at some examples. If you say uno studente di italiano, that means a student of Italian. So here di just means of. Un treno da Roma a Firenze, that means a train from Rome to Florence. So it's a nice way of remembering da and a with kind of train traveling, like da Roma, from Rome a Firenze, the destination to Florence. Studia in biblioteca. He or she studies in the library. So in biblioteca is here in the library. Guarda un film con gli amici. He or she watches a movie, a film, with the friends. Con gli amici. Then un panino con la mozzarella. A sandwich with mozzarella. So in both cases, con is just like with in English. Il libro è su un tavolo. The book is on a table. Su un tavolo. On a table. Un piano per le vacanze means a plan for the holidays. So here, per means then for. Per le vacanze. Suona la chitarra tra il pranzo e la cena. He plays guitar between lunch and dinner. Tra il pranzo e la cena. And last example. Abita tra una libreria e una piazza. She lives between a bookshop and a piazza or a square. Tra una libreria e una piazza. And in both of these cases, you could say fra instead of tra. You could say fra il pranzo e la cena and fra una libreria e una piazza. They are fully interchangeable. It's just sometimes it sounds better with one or the other because of the other words. So, for example, many would say fra tanti libri instead of tra tanti libri, just to change, like fra tanti is better than tra tanti. Okay, and then we're going to say more about di. So di is used for many different purposes as a preposition. It could be possession, origin, materials, time, and subject. So we're going to look at some examples here. If you want to say whose bike is this, you would say di chi è la bicicletta. Di chi è la bicicletta. And then if you want to say it's Mario's, it belongs to Mario, you would say è di Mario. So here it's like it is of Mario means possession. It is Mario's. If you want to say where are you from, you would say di dove sei. Of where are you? Di dove sei? And if the answer is I am from Florence, you would say sono di Firenze. I am of Florence, or then I am from in English. If you ask where is Leonardo from? So you can guess, where is Leonardo from? Good. Di dove è Leonardo? Di dove, same, of where. And then he is from Rome, if you guess. Excellent. È di Roma. È di Roma. He is of Rome. And you can try, where is Beatrice from? Good. Di dove è Beatrice? She's from Bologna. Excellent. E di Bologna. So that is for, now we have possession and the origin, kind of where you come from. And then we have materials. If you want to say a table of wood, you would say un tavolo di legno. A table of wood. And then if you want to say a chair of plastic, you can guess this. Plastica is plastic. Good. Una sedia di plastica. And if you want to say a t-shirt of cotton, and t-shirt is una maglietta. Good. Una maglietta di cotone is cotton, of cotton. So that's for the materials. And then we have two more kind of concepts or categories for D, which is when you talk about time. So you can say di mattina bevo caffè. And that would mean in the morning I drink coffee. Di mattina. So you can try this one. If you want to say in the evening I watch a movie. Good. Di sera guardo un film. Di sera. There are other ways of saying the same, but you could use di to say in the evening and then literally of evening. And then if you want to say, or you can try, in the summer we swim, and swim is nuotare. Good. It's like di estate, and that becomes d'estate nuotiamo. This is standard are verb, d'estate nuotiamo. And then you have the D as of when it comes to subject, kind of about. So if you say una lezione di storia dell'arte, that means a lecture about the history of art, or like an art history lecture. Una lezione di storia of history dell'arte, of the arts. And then if you want to say a book about literature, so you can try. Good. Un libro di letteratura. And last example for this, he talks about travels in Italy. So the substance of talking is then travels. He talks about travels in Italy, if you try. Good. Parla di viaggi in Italia. Parla di viaggi in Italia. Okay, and now we're going to have some sentences with all the different prepositions, and then you can guess which one to use. So if you want to say, I am from Los Angeles. Good. Sono di Los Angeles. She is traveling from New York to Philadelphia. Good. Viaggia da New York a Philadelphia. So here we have da and a again. We travel with the friends. Good. Viaggiamo con gli amici. So with con. They eat sandwiches between the lessons. Good. Mangiano panini tra or fra le lezioni. Are you in a shop now? Good. Sei in un negozio ora or adesso. Just in un negozio. And then Fiesole is on a hill. It's a little town outside Florence. So if you say Fiesole is on a hill. Excellent. Fiesole è su una collina. È su una collina. The bike is for the children. Good. La bicicletta è per i bambini. For the children, per i bambini. And then four more. The football is of leather. Good. Il pallone è di pelle. Il pallone è di pelle, of leather. We travel in spring. Good. So we're like di when it comes to time. Viaggiamo di primavera. And two more. The car is Marcos. Good. La macchina è di Marco. It is of Marco. La macchina è di Marco. And the last one, a history lecture. Excellent. Una lezione di storia. A lesson of history, or just a history lesson or lecture. Okay, so we're going to stop this one here. So hope this was helpful and a bit interesting. So you have the 9 simple prepositions. And just note that D is used for many different purposes, including in possession, origin, material, time, and subject. And then in the next one, we're going to look at when we combine the prepositions with the specific, the determined articles. So again, hope this was helpful. Hope you're still having a great day. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Grazie mille. And see you again in another episode.